When the football season ends, the process to remake Tucker Stadium will begin. It's a project that's long awaited, and it's being helped along by a Tennessee Tech alum who has a background in college athletics. Diane Murphy served as athletics director for both the University of Denver and Columbia University. Now she's bringing that background back to Cookeville.
Well, I left here in 1973. And spent considerable amount of time all over the country at various and sundry institutions, which I was very proud to be associated with, and retired in 2016 from being formally working at Columbia University in New York, and went to North Carolina for a while and Wilmington, and stayed there for 4 years until I could really figure out where did I really want to be. I actually thought about moving to Chapel Hill or Durham because I have really good friends there. And then I'm like, you know, I need to go to where I really have more community. And so what better place than to come back home after 47 years because I have really good friends here, went to school here, grew up here. So it was a no-brainer as far as I was concerned. And I've been, the last 3 years have been absolutely fabulous to be back home.
Can you put in perspective for those of us who didn't grow up here or who weren't here in the era that you were in school, how different is this community from the time you graduated?
Well, it's different in many ways. More people, just more homes, more apartments. I'm not sure who all's living in all these apartments. more stores, liquor by the drink, more restaurants. But at the same time, it's very similar. It's a community, lots of churches. Of course, we have more high schools now in Monterey and Baxter and All Good and all of that. But, while it's grown, it still hasn't lost its hometown feel of being a small community where people know each other. A lot more traffic than I can remember. But the good news is I still know my way around, and I know how to get to the grocery store, and I know how to get to Tennessee Tech, and I know how to get to see my friends. And so it's changed, but it's basically the same.
It's like we tell people, if you can just find Willow and Jefferson, you're pretty
good. You're in pretty good shape.
You're going to be all right. So a member of the Tech administration said, we don't have a better champion for what we're trying to do in these athletic upgrades than Diane Murphy. Why did you want to champion it?
Because I know how important winning athletic program is for any university. And I just know that, winning athletics program, winning football programs, basketball programs, and any program really does so much for the community. It does so much for the institution. And you can have a great academic institution, which we do here, but I think athletics really is the front porch, and it can really promote and market the university where people may not know so much about the academic part, but they certainly know about the athletic part. And so when I came back home, I wanted to get involved more with the university. This was a way for me to do that. And it's just something that's been a part of my life, whether it's been coaching or whether it's been being an athletic administrator. I really believe that it's important that you have a winning athletics program because I believe it helps the community and I believe it helps the overall academic institution.
Your experiences would also seem to help in that you have done this at a variety of different size schools. You have been at schools where, let me put it this way, they don't play big-time college football, but at every school, there are passionate people who care about the school that either they attended or that they support.
Absolutely. I've been at major research universities, University of Iowa, Florida State, pretty good in football.
Pretty good.
And I've been at privates, University of Denver with no football or football that was dropped back in 1961. And I've been at the Ivy League, Cornell, and Columbia, where we play, FCS football. It really doesn't matter whether it's Division III, Division II, Division I, or Power Five. Football is football, athletics is athletics, and you have student athletes who are working extraordinarily hard to balance the academic rigors of their institution and compete in the sport that they love. And why not? And why not? And so it doesn't really matter to me what size of the athletic program it is, how large the university is, whether it's public or private. I believe sports are really important for a young person. I think they give them a lot of confidence, a lot of character, a lot of discipline. They learn teamwork. And so I'm a big believer, obviously, in sports.
How have you tried to get involved in the project at Tucker Stadium?
Well, my good friend, my late friend, Otis Phillips, he and I grew up together, went to Sunday school together, went to high school together. When I came back home, I went to Otis and I said, we were both on the University Foundation at Tennessee Tech, and I said, Otis, we've got to do something about Tucker Stadium. I was there in 1967 when Otis and Watson Brown and Mack Brown and Ralph Mullins and some of my good friends were playing in the Civitan Bowl against Clarksville. And that was one of the first times that anybody played football on Tucker Stadium. And it's been around over 50-something years. And I said, we've got to do something to help with that. And so Otis and I got together. We both agreed we needed to do this. We went to see the president. We went to see the athletics director. And between Phil and Mark, we decided this is something that we needed to take on. And so Otis and I started working as volunteers. And of course, Otis passed away unexpectedly in February. But we're still championing on. And we will continue to work on this until we get this done.
Dr. Diane Murphy is our guest. We're talking about her work in athletics at Tennessee Tech to assist in the remodel of Tucker Stadium, but also in a broader sense, her role in athletics nationwide. Dr. Diane Murphy is with us. The reputation, I want you to tell me fair or not, is that Tennessee Tech doesn't have the same kind of athletic donor base that a Tennessee would have, for example. But it also has people who have enjoyed academic success who are graduates from Tech that are more interested in giving to the academic side than the athletic side. That's what's said. Is that true or false?
Well, I think part of that's true. You know, the University of Tennessee is a large university in a major metropolitan area. And Tennessee has always had a very good athletics program across the board. Not just football, but swimming and tennis and basketball, of course, baseball. And so, you know, and it's in the SEC. So it's a much different kind of institution than Tennessee Tech. You know, we are more of a regional university, a smaller university. Our academics focus on three or four primary areas, which are really good in engineering and nursing and college of education. So it's really unfair to compare the two athletic programs because of budgetary reasons, because of the number of alumni, because of the conference, because of the revenue opportunities. But at the end of the day, I do believe that winning, regardless of whether you're in the SEC or whether you're in the OVC, is important to an institution and important to the university. I will say that I think that the University of Tennessee having more alumni certainly helps them simply by the depth of the number and the breadth that they have. I think for a long time, I think this changed under Phil's leadership, Tennessee Tech has not really engaged in much effort in keeping alumni connected to the institution. And I think under Phil's leadership and Kevin Braswell's leadership, I think that has changed. But, you know, we got a lot to make up for. And I'm perfectly one of those. You know, they lost me for over 20 years. And I wasn't anywhere but up in Eastern Kentucky. So we just haven't had a concentrated effort on that historically. But that is changing. So I think there is some truth to that. But it's something that we're working hard every day to combat.
Final question about this project. Do you get the sense of how important that stadium and for that matter, the Hooper Evelyn Center is to the community as a whole, to the Upper Cumberland region, Obviously, with the TSSAA, with the games that have been staged there when Cookeville and Upperman are going to play, and on and on. We could go through so many examples. But is that part of your sense that it really is more than just Tech's football stadium?
Absolutely. You know, it's a community. It's part of the community. And, you know, when you, it's not just athletic events. But as you mentioned, it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl. I believe that's the mm-hmm. name of it. It's doing all kinds of sport, having the opportunity to do sports camps, having the opportunity to do other kinds of entertainment, which
I think
yeah. think there's other things that we can do a better job with, such as concerts and other kinds of community events that bring people together. And so I think when we do get this project done with Tucker Stadium and then the new Football Operations Center, I think that will give the community an even better place that we can come together and live, work, and play together, because I think athletics facilities, whether you're at a public or private, are really institutions through their public service function want to share that with the community. And so I think it's certainly a big part of Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland.
Dr. Diane Murphy is our guest. Dr. Diane Murphy is with us. Do you recognize college athletics 2023?
Let me just say it this way. I'm glad I'm not sitting in a chair anymore. I loved what I did as a coach and as an administrator and as a director of athletics. I felt like I should be paying the institution because I just loved what I did. But, you know, I'm a consultant now, and I hear so many coaches and so many athletic directors who I know very well say, Diane, be lucky that you're not sitting in this chair anymore. You know, with the NIL issue, with the portal issue, with all the money that is being spent on salaries, and I was looking at that today before I came over here, the amount of money that we're paying in athletics to coaches, particularly at the Power Five level, with some of the scandals that are going on in college athletics, I'm just glad I'm not having to deal with it. And so I don't recognize it. And I hope that we can get back to understanding that student athletes are students. They are not entertainers. They are not employees. But right now, that's what they are. You know, they've been classified as employees if they take NIL money. And now it's all about entertainment. We are not a professional franchise. We are college athletics. And I hope that we can get back to sanity. And do I think that will happen? Probably not.
It's interesting that you're here, because the other night I found myself watching Columbia football on ESPN the other night. And I was thinking, you know, this really is closer to what many of us grew up saying college athletics were all about. I mean, that's, talk about true college athletes. When you play in the Ivy League, not just because of the academics, but because of the way it's structured, you're a true college athlete.
You really are. And a lot of people don't understand Ivy athletics. They think they're on scholarship. They think they're admitted just because of their athletic ability. Well, any student is not on merit aid in the Ivy League. And there's no special admits. And so you have to be reflective of the academics of the rest of the student population. And the young men and young women who compete in all the 8 Ivy institutions are wonderful young men and women. They're bright. They're whatever their passion is, whether it's sports or whether it's music or whether it's drama, they love what they do, and they do it because they love it, not because of what they're getting out of it, other than the pure love of doing it. And so Ivy athletics to me is truly amateur sport. And I know a lot of my friends say, Diane, you had the best of both worlds. You were where I wish I could have been, you know, in dealing with very smart young men and women who are highly motivated. Maybe they're not as big. Maybe they're not as fast. Maybe they're not going to go play pro. Maybe a few of them, a handful. But most of them are going to be on the Supreme Court, President of the United States, finding the cure for cancer, you know, those kinds of things. And so I was very proud to have the opportunity to work at both Cornell and Columbia.
Did college athletics make a mistake by not moving faster to get the athletes involved in money somehow?
Yes. I think if we had done a better job early on, recognizing that we needed, you know, so what we finally did do is we allowed them to have up to cost of attendance, which helped a lot. I think if we had done that 15, 20 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are now. And so I think that because of a lot of information, misinformation that people may have that don't really understand the NCAA rules, and I don't think that we as institutions in the NCAA did a good enough job explaining what amateur athletics is all about. I think, yeah, had we done this 15 years ago, we wouldn't be where we are now.